commentator Maureen Corrigan says that ever since the conclusion of the PBS mystery series Prime Suspect 2 a few weeks ago, she's been searching for another DCI Jane Tennyson, another strong female character, to combat the criminally weak images of women in pop culture. Maureen's finally found another such heroine in Eva Wiley, the Amazonian narrator of Liza Cody's new novel, Bucket Nut.
Sometimes it's hard not to believe in conspiracy theories. Like here we are in 1993, and American women have more political clout than ever before. And what's in fashion? The waif look. Think Twiggy, poor boy shirts, and baby doll dresses. Last Sunday's New York Times Magazine devoted a centerfold to the hot new waif models. They were praised for being more delicate, less daunting than older superstar models. The article also said that designers love layering sheer spring fashions around their bone-thin bodies. Sounds like the writer's talking about shrouds and cadavers. It seems awfully suspicious to me that as women in the 90s grow more powerful, the fashion message of weak is beautiful grows even more extreme. If you're yearning for a colossal female role model to come along and huff and puff and blow all these wispy waifs down, you've got to read Liza Cody's new novel, Bucket Nut. Cody is known in mystery circles for her Anna Lee Private Eye novels, but now she's introducing a new series starring Eva Wiley. Eva's a tough Cockney dame whose consuming ambition is to become the women's heavyweight wrestling champion of Great Britain. In the ring, she's known as the London Lassassin, but nastier fans call her Bucket Nut because she's so ugly she looks to them like a slop bucket. Though she can't be more than 20, Eva's had a hard life. Her mum is an alcoholic and a prostitute. She also has a sister, Simone, whom she hasn't seen since childhood. Simone was pretty and petite, so she was readily adopted by another family. Eva's trying to track her down, but after so many years, the trail has grown cold. All of this sounds like a recipe for a quirky sob story, but Eva's no victim. She's not even a law-abiding citizen. When she needs transportation, she hotwires parked cars, and she's not above lifting the stray wallet. In fact, the crime in Bucket Nut is one that Eva commits herself. While working as a gopher for a Chinese mob boss, she unknowingly delivers a bomb to a nightclub. Eva was supposed to die in the explosion. Now she's not only big, strong, and foul-mouthed. Now she's angry. It's Eva's voice that makes Bucket Nut such an extraordinary novel. Somehow, without violating Eva's barbed wire vocabulary boundaries, Cody is able to suggest Eva's subconscious confusion about her sexual identity, her class resentments, and the hurt of being considered ugly. But scrappy Eva is never down for long, and so she can't understand women like her mother, who let themselves be worked over by life and abusive men. Her advice? Go to the gym and get stronger. If you want respect in this world, get rid of the wobbly bits. Eva's one of those characters, like Salinger's Holden Caulfield or Morrison's Setha, whose voices are so rich they create a whole world out of a few sentences. And the great news about Eva is that because she's slumming in the low art form of series crime fiction, she'll be back.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Bucket Nut by Liza Cody.